Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Top studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. We are live from the site of Super Bowl 57, Phoenix, Arizona. Sunny, beautiful, dry heat, Phoenix, Arizona for the entire week. It has been a great time in the few hours that we have been here already. We're excited for a tremendous week of shows, getting you ready for the Super Bowl. But yesterday, of course, a guy we have talked about more than anybody, I think singular person more than anybody in the last 2 years in local sports, Kyrie Irving, gets his wish. He is finally out of here. And that disaster that was Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant that I thought was over in the summer, we had a celebratory call. You, Wally Zerbiak, three-way call, celebrate, get him out of here, it's over. Well, it wasn't over then, it is over today, so let the celebration begin. What a failure, Brooklyn. What a failure. Good morning, Boomer, how are you?
You know what, gee, I am great, man. This is my happy place. As I heard Al and Jerry this morning talking about how great Phoenix is and how much fun they're having already, and they've only been here for about 12 hours, but I gotta tell you, it's great, and it's gonna be 75 degrees every single day this week, and it's going to be sunny, and it's going to be so enjoyable. So I'm happy to be here. I can't wait for this whole week to get started, and it couldn't have gotten started any better than with this Kyrie news. This guy took a blowtorch to the Nets and just absolutely blew them up. It was awesome when I saw this, and I knew that, you know, from his perspective, I'll say this. I would have probably done the same thing, because the way the Nets were trying to extend him, there's no way he's going to sign a contract like that. So he has to force the Nets to trade him. And the reason he has to do that now is he has to make sure that his bird rights go with him. So if Mark Cuban and the Mavericks are idiot enough to sign him to a contract extension, they can give him the max amount of money. And what a disgrace. What an absolute and unbelievable disgrace this has turned out to be. And the circus is not over yet. Because now we got to wait and hear from, you know, Kevin Durant, because we got to give Kevin Durant everything that he wants now. And he may want out. And if he wants out, it's most likely his destination is going to be right here in Phoenix. He's going to be coming here to Phoenix. And now it's up to Sean Marks to pick up the pieces of this wreck of a franchise. Look, we've sat here, we've made fun of the Mets for years. I've gotten ticked off at the Rangers. The Islanders were run like, you know, a minor league team for many years. The Devils have been run like, you know, as a minor league team for many years. Now all of a sudden, the Islanders, the Devils, the Rangers, of course, they're all in the mix and all that other stuff. But I mean, this disaster, I mean, this is Bobby Bonilla-esque. This is, I'm trying to think, Jason Bay-esque.
Jason Bay, yeah.
I mean, like, one thing I will say is Kyrie can play. There's no question about that.
Kobe Ellsbury.
Right. So, right. There's all of these kind of guys. But those guys, I don't know, maybe Bobby Bonilla did, but those guys didn't just crash and burn a franchise
right,
like Kyrie Irving did. If you can't play for your hometown team, your favorite team growing up, remember when they signed here?
Yep.
You know, all the platitudes, all how great it was coming home.
Do I remember?
Yes.
Every Net fan in the tri-state area was coming after me and you and all the Knicks fans. Oh, I thought the Garden was the Mecca. Oh, I thought New York and the Knicks, that was the team they want to go to. And it's Brooklyn. How does that feel? Now we're the big boys in town. And I remembered that, and I never wanted to see them win a championship. I never wanted to see them come close, because I wanted this day right here to be able to celebrate, because
they were crushing us. Now we're crushing you. This is revenge. This was a mess. And maybe they pull themselves out of it. I don't know. Maybe Kevin Durant stays and they could do something with this roster to make them competitive. But obviously, if they were going to win this year, they needed both of those guys playing at the highest level. But I'd be shocked if Kevin Durant sticks around now. I mean,
Really? That's the whole thing now. So then the next part of this whole thing is for to see whether or not Phoenix is desperate enough to give what I think that they were offering, and maybe even a little bit more than they were this summer, for an unhappy Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to put words in his mouth. Part of this whole thing was the ridiculousness of the Nets paying Kevin Durant not to play his first year because of the injury that he suffered in the finals with Golden State. But you know, after that, Kevin has been a great player here. And, you know, he engages with the fans on social media. He's got his own podcast, all that other stuff. And he kind of gets that part of it. I think he is just caught up in the wake that is the psychoness of Kyrie Irving. I mean,
that's his own fault. He teamed up with this guy. He's the guy I wanted to play with.
But I don't think he ever realized that it was going to be.
Listen, he should have realized because he forced himself out of playing with LeBron James out of nowhere. That was the first sign that Kyrie was unstable after winning a championship there and things were working great with LeBron James. He goes to Boston. We thought that was going to be the biggest, most ridiculous blow up of a franchise. Then he comes to the Nets and does it even worse.
I wish I could be a guest on Shark Tank and say, hey, by the way, Mark Cuban, you want to trade for Kyrie Irving? I ruined your franchise. I mean, I can't wait to see what happens there. Well, I'm sure they went to Luka Doncic and said, hey, do you want Kyrie? And everybody is just enamored with his ability to score, his ability to be a ball handler and a distributor. And nobody is disputing any of that. But the problem is that he is just basically I don't know how else to put it. He's just a cancer. And whatever is going on in his world, wherever his brain is at, whatever, secret, world he's living in, and everybody else is living in it with him as long as he's on their team. It's just so much tension. There's just so much crap that you got to put up with. It was interesting. I was on a Twitter feed yesterday just listening to people talking amongst themselves. There's probably about 1,500 people on this Twitter feed.
You're on Twitter Spaces?
Yes, or whatever.
You're listening to Nets Twitter Spaces yesterday?
I was, because I wanted...
You're in Arizona. What are you doing?
I just wanted to hear what the Net fan was saying about Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing to me is the amount of people that were on this Twitter space talking about, I hope he gets his money. I hope he gets this. I hope he gets that. Like supporting him. And I'm like, you got to be out of your minds, especially if you're a Net fan. To see what he did to your franchise?
You got to hate the guy. I'm sorry. And most Nets fans, the last time he was there after the trade request, and he didn't play at Barclays, he did get booed by Nets fans. So, there's some of them maybe on these Twitter spaces that are supporting him. I think that at least the Nets fans I know, the guys, the Billy Jockalones, the Evan Roberts, Mike Bisseglias in the newsroom, those guys, they can't stand him, and they're happy that he's gone. And it's just amazing. We've seen talent win out in sports, guys who have had a checkered past or whatever, get another chance time and time again. Now, this is different. This is like different off the court stuff, but it just shows you that no matter what you do in pro sports, if you are that talented, someone is going to give you another chance. And with Kyrie Irving and the Luka Doncic and Mark Cuban thinking, man, if we could just squeeze something out of him because he's in a contract year and he wants his money, maybe we'll get the best out of him. Maybe he'll be motivated. He'll go there. Something else will happen. I mean, you know that it's just there's no way.
There's too much history.
Yes.
There's way too much history. And I don't know. It's just I was laughing at it. And then listening also into that Twitter space thing, just how many people are like, now you got to give Kevin Durant what he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all they've been doing. Sure. They've been acquiescing to these guys since they got here. Fire this guy. Bring this guy in. Trade for that guy. Bring this guy in. I mean, Kevin Durant is like the best player, the general manager, the owner. And I actually read also this morning, which really does make a lot of sense to me, is that Joe Tsai supposedly got involved in this and said, I am not sending him to L.A. because I know that's where he wants to go, and right. I am not sending him to L.A. So they sent him to some place where, no state tax. That's a, that's a win as far as I'm concerned for Kyrie Irving.
Well, if he gets a contract from them.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he does. But, like I said, they traded him, and along with him goes the bird right. So that means they can go over the salary cap, the luxury tax, to keep him if they want. And you got to believe, according to inside people in his group, he's ecstatic that he's going to Dallas.
Right. Okay.
All
sure.
Right. Okay, great.
I haven't seen that guy happy once in his entire life. Have you ever seen the guy happy? Never seen the guy happy.
I honestly honestly, I think it's a mental health issue. Honestly, it's the only thing I can think of because, you know, he's got to be really, really difficult to deal with. And, you know, if you're Kevin Durant, you walk in there and say, you know, I want to go to Phoenix. You know, they got great players here. You could probably get a haul back for them. And you could just start over if you're Sean Marks. Or you decide, okay, we're going to keep Kevin Durant because he likes it here. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. I'm not sure. And then we'll build around him. And maybe we'll trade a few other pieces. I'm not really sure. But, you know, this is really, it's earth-shattering, but it's also not surprising to me. Because he wasn't going to sign a contract that had all the contingencies within that contract that the Nets were offering.
And by the way, I mean, good for the Nets for not caving into him. Because we thought there for a long time that that's absolutely what they were going to do. That they were going to cater to him because Kevin Durant wanted Kyrie Irving around. And despite his behavior and missed time and everything else that was going on, that the Nets were going to say, hey, we have to keep him because those two guys are our only path to a championship. And they put their foot down.
Listen, the whole anti-Semitism thing, this 8-game suspension and everything else, I mean, that's it. That's enough. All right, you know, it's after everything that had gone on, you figured, okay, this is going to be fine. He's going to play great. He's going to really play hard. He's in the last year of his contract. And for the most part, I could say that that was the case. But once this whole anti-Semitism and this link to this movie came out, I mean, you know, how could you keep him in Brooklyn of all places?
Well, how could you pay him, too? That's the other thing. Yes. I mean, it's one thing to keep him there because you're trying to do something, win a championship. He goes through all his training and everything else. Maybe he's focused. And then you could tell that all he cared about was that long-term deal before the season ended. And at that point, we're not giving it to you.
Why would you even give him a deal even prior to the movie? The Twitter retweeted the movie and all this other stuff. Even before that, why would you even give him that?
Sure.
And then on top of that, that comes, and now you're like Joe Tsai and you're Sean Marks, like, this is ridiculous, man. You know, with all the reports of him holding practices when Steve Nash was the coach, and then they get Steve Nash fired and Jacques Vaughn takes over. You know, I felt so bad for Jacques Vaughn the other night when they sat him down against the Wizards, and he had a bad calf.
Sure, yeah.
A little bad calf. Well, they didn't want him to get hurt because they knew they were going to trade him at that point. But, you know, and then having to answer all these questions. And he's just a coach who loves his job, busts his ass, shows up every day.
Yeah.
Seems like everybody respects him and likes him and wants to play for him. And then he's got to answer these asinine questions about his asinine player.
Yeah.
That basically blowtorched this whole organization. So, you know, I'm happy for Jacques Vaughn in the sense that, you know, I don't care if they win or lose. Just I think he wins out because he now at least gets that out of there. And now if it's Spencer Dinwiddie, who was a really good player when he was mm-hmm. here, you know, comes back and is a fan favorite, can somehow, you know, I don't know, just kind of like stabilize this whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they go on and they go a little bit deeper into the playoffs. But the one thing I also will say, as I'm watching the Knicks and the Sixers, this Knicks game is all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
By the way.
You can't figure it out.
But it's frustrating and fun at the same time.
Sure, it is. And at this point, as far as a Knicks fan perspective with the Nets, I don't hate the Nets nearly as much this morning as I did prior to Kyrie Irving's
exactly.
trade.
Well, we still got a couple of days before the trade deadline, so we'll see what happens here. But for the Knicks and for the Mavericks, they could have kept Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
And instead, now they blew up their team.
Well, that's a big part of why they made this deal, because they couldn't hang on to Jalen Brunson.
Right.
They needed another guy who was going to facilitate.
But I don't understand how they couldn't have kept Jalen Brunson as opposed to trading Dinwiddie and everything. I mean,
because they didn't think he was going to be. They knew how good he was, but
yes.
I don't think they thought it was going to be like this. And they went to a certain point with the money, and they were like, "We're going to be fine. We have Luka Doncic." I mean, I think that was probably the thought process. But we'll see. I mean, you got pairing these two superstars together, and we've seen in the NBA, you know, prior to this disaster with the Nets, a lot of these times it works out. If you go back to Garnett
with the Lakers with Davis and LeBron,
well, but they did win that championship.
No, that's the bubble championship.
But they still won it.
A championship.
It did work. They still won it.
That's
still in the rafters.
They didn't really even play.
It's still in the rafters.
Remember,
it's part of the example.
Kyrie didn't show up for the bubble either.
Right, he did not show up for the bubble. But you go back to like Pierce, Garnett, Allen. That would ended up working.
No, it didn't work.
What are you talking about? That one didn't work.
Yes, it did. How did it work?
They won a championship.
One. And then what? Then how long did they go without winning again?
What are you talking about? And then, if you win a... The Knicks, I've never in my life seen them win a championship. I saw them come close. You're telling me that one championship isn't it working? Of course it is.
I understand that if you're a Jet fan, maybe if you're a Met fan or whatever, we haven't won a championship in a while, you're all down with that. But the Nets and Billy King went all in. They went all in.
No, I'm talking about the Celtics.
Oh,
the
Celtics.
Not that one. Yeah, when the Celtics did it.
Oh, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the Nets now.
The point was that going through all these times in NBA history when superstars teamed up
those guys were young back then.
Right, exactly. And it ended up working for the Miami Heat with LeBron and LeBron. And
Young guys. Chris Bosh, young.
Right, exactly.
LeBron, young. Dwayne Wade, young.
And it tends, but this one here is the greatest example of failure, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, of all time.
But it's not Kevin Durant's fault.
Yes, it is. No, he tied himself to that.
No, part of it is...
It's like buying a bad car and I can't believe that this thing broke down again.
Have you ever been to a bingo hall where all the numbers are floating around in a bowl? Or you could even say like a lottery.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or when they do the lottery for the NBA playoff.
Right, yeah. Right?
That's Kyrie's brain. That's what's going on. And Kyrie's brain basically is all over the place. Mm-hmm. And the team is all over the place. If one of your most important players is your most unreliable player, then you have no chance of winning. And I will say that they really ruined their opportunity because they both are in the middle of their prime, and they're going to overpay Kyrie. Somebody's going to overpay Kyrie. Somebody's going to.
We got to see how this works, though.
Yeah, but somebody's going to overpay him. And the other thing too, if you're Mark Cuban, you make this trade, don't you have to sign him?
No.
You don't feel like you have to sign him?
No, I don't, because I have no... I need to see, just like the Nets needed to see. Now, I don't know, Mark Cuban might be nuts and do what, you know, that the unthinkable in my eyes and give him a contract now. Like, he might, just to keep him, but he can't. You have to see how this works out. I mean, he's so volatile. So if they go deep into the playoffs and he's focused, but even then, I would be worried about giving him a long-term contract, because then once he gets his money, what are you getting next
year? That's exactly right. You can't, and that's why the Nets finally learned their lesson.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to give you guaranteed money without some sort of protection for our team, and the fact that you're going to blow up the team. And he did it. It finally all came to a screeching halt.
That was awesome.
And I have to say, yeah, I'm right there with you. It was awesome. It was like one of the... Well, you know what I felt like? I felt like we predicted something 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it came true.
Exactly. This is a win. This is a win for us. We've had some losses along the way. The Giants season was one of those.
Yes.
This Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant thing was a big victory for
us. What a mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here we go. So what happens when Al doesn't choose the music? Oh, yeah. The Road to Arizona, which brought us here, is presented by Casamigos. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. That was me yesterday on Sunday here in Arizona. The Road to Arizona also brought to you by Optimum. Get closer, go farther, and by Key Food. Get all your tailgating needs at Key Food and their family of supermarkets.
You know, it's amazing. So I have family out here.
Yeah.
And also have a lot of old friends that live out here. So I go out to dinner with them last night to a place called Preston's up in North Scottsdale.
All right.
Great steakhouse. I mean, absolutely great steakhouse. And, you know, I'm trying to explain to my friends and my family. I'm like, you know, guys, I got to get up at 2:30 in the morning, your time here, to get down to the Phoenix Convention Center in order to be on time. And my buddy's ordering wine, and you know, you want another Casamigos, you want this. Yeah. I'm like, hey man, I gotta stop. We had dinner, I think 5:15 last night.
Yeah.
You know, and I got back to the hotel probably 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I stayed on my clock for the most part. Like, I went to bed 7:30 local time, and I woke up at a little bit later than I would normally wake up on East Coast time. I feel great today. I thought I was going to feel sluggish. I feel great.
You know, you look great.
Well, thanks, man.
You got that Casamigos sweatshirt on, making you look thin.
Yeah,
you look
good. Damn right. It's definitely the sweatshirt.
Yeah, so you gotta like go like this.
Watch.
So they can see the Casamigos.
No.
There it goes.
They can see it. Look.
No, it was covering it.
No,
now you can.
Let's see.
All right.
Stand
perfect.
Tall.
Perfect. Very good.
There you go.
All right. Yes, and thanks to Casamigos and Lee Einsiedler for appearing. There we go. See,
yes.
The two shot, you can see it for sure. There
All right.
Go.
There it is.
Okay. For sending us out here. All right. Jerry Recco is with us. He's got an update. You have to travel from here to Rutgers at one point.
What? Yeah, Friday.
Oh, Friday. All right.
They're playing at Indiana tomorrow night. Couldn't make that happen.
Right. Yeah, that
I was trying.
Tough.
That's a big
so
game.
So who does
too.
That game for you?
Ralph Bednarczyk is going to do it. He's the women's play-by-play announcer.
Okay.
So he's going to go out there. Big game, too. Indiana's playing great.
And so is Rutgers, I see.
Rutgers is playing great.
One again.
Beat Michigan State on Saturday at Madison Square Garden.
Anytime I need to know what Rutgers is doing, all I do is follow Mikey Nichols on Twitter.
There you go.
Mikey Nichols gives me all my Rutgers basketball that I need.
That's great. Very cool.
There you go.
All right. We are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com and by H.L. Gross Jewelers. Shop H.L. Gross in Garden City or at hlgross.com. There's nothing funny about those two sponsorships.
No, the sponsorship. What happened to Kyrie and the Nets? It's hilarious.
Yeah, this isn't over yet.
No.
This is, I got to be honest.
Jerry, man,
I was
awesome.
I was fired up when I saw this.
Yeah, I heard you.
I was.
Well, you should be.
I like
gone.
The return.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're done yet.
They're done yet in acquiring
trades.
People
Correct.
To help. Not done yet in trading Kevin Durant.
No.
They're acquiring people to help
Correct.
Kevin Durant. Okay.
That's what the hope is right now. Plus, this might be one of the deepest teams in the NBA right now.
Oh, Jesus.
They are.
Okay, yeah. So
find me another team that can go 11-12 deep.
They can go 11-12 deep, but they're not going to beat Milwaukee. They're not going to beat Philadelphia. They're not going to beat
Boston. Ironic thing is, this is what's bizarre over
can
the
you
last
guys
couple
hear me?
Of years. Yes.
Because I can't hear myself.
Just keep talking. You're fine.
I will.
Even with Kyrie, they couldn't beat the Celtics the last 2 years. So they might not have beaten them anyway. Let's go another round. He's gone. Now, I would have resigned him, so I'd be very upfront about
what
that.
What a waste of 3.5 years.
Well, it didn't work out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You take your shots.
Well, we told you. You didn't listen to us. Oh, yeah.
The story's not written. It's not finished yet.
It's
Durant's still
here.
No, it's not.
He's at the Mavericks.
Until Kevin Durant gets traded, this is not
Jerry, he's at the Mavericks.
Good. See ya. Get out.
Oh,
I mean, it's fine.
Good see you. Get out.
But I told you I would have resigned him. He asked for a trade. They traded, and
he asked
Joe Tsai
demanded
we're not
trade.
Sending him to the Lakers where he wants
oh,
to go.
Tough guy.
I did like that.
I like that. That's good.
They held their ground with Kyrie.
Yes. But what were you going to get from the Lakers?
Probably nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
You got Finney Smith. You got Dinwiddie. You got draft picks you can probably trade.
Yeah, but
let's go.
To me, I just feel like the Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving thing, that's over. That's over.
Yes. But, by the way, if I'm Kevin Durant, I never want to play with him ever again.
I would hope so.
Jesus.
I mean, my God.
I would hope so, but these guys are nuts. Who knows?
Yeah.
So hopefully he comes back. You've got a really good team. Let's go. Let's see what they do the rest of the week, because I don't think they're finished.
I think Kevin Durant wants to come right here to Phoenix.
He might.
Yeah, come and play with Devin Booker.
I did
guys
see...
Guy's a little bit more stable.
I did read that the Suns offered for Kyrie, Chris Paul, a couple of others,
wow,
and more draft picks, and they turned that down. So I like the better return in Dallas. So we shall see. They probably won't play tonight because I guess they said Kyrie will not be able to get his physical done in time to make the deal complete. So maybe we see them tomorrow night, this new-look net team. So laugh all you want. We shall see. It ain't over yet.
It was over when they
signed
him,
It's not over yet. It's not
Jerry,
over
it
yet.
It was over when they signed him, and you know it.
No, it's not
so
over.
So you're not of the belief that if the Nets, well, I guess you're banking on another trade happening. But for the Nets to win a title this year, I thought the prevailing thought was Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving had to be at their best for that to happen.
I would agree with
now
you.
Now one of them's not here.
Correct.
So,
but you also just replaced him in a 21-point per game scorer in Dinwiddie and a great 3-point shooter in Finney Smith. I think they can win games, and a lot of them. Right. They might be better. This might be addition by subtraction by addition. How about that? How about that?
Because Kyrie is such a wild card, I'm not going to rule that
out. Can't rule
but
that.
I don't think that. I mean, as presently constituted, I don't think they're going to be able to beat
best
teams.
What you should be saying to me is like, you know, I don't know what our record, the Knicks' record is against
Nets.
I know that's what I'm saying. Like, right. We still can't beat the Nets.
Correct.
For whatever reason, like we could beat Philadelphia like we did yesterday, Boston last week, but we could never beat the Nets. It's almost like our guys were like, the game was over before it even started. So I don't know what that was all about, and I don't know if that will change now. That's the one thing you should be saying to me.
No, I'm good.
But the disaster that is the Nets and the amount of $500 million for what?
Yeah, one who got it? It was like 70-something games, right, they played together?
Hasn't gone great.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. It hasn't gone great. But Durant's still here, so who knows? Let's get to your Knicks, who looked terrible to start this game last night against Philly and battled all the way back.
Julius Randle on the wing. Five to shoot. Drives on Tucker. Into the lane. Puts it up. Rimming. Good. Teetered on the rim and in. And New York with a 10-point lead.
And that is a very disappointed Tom McGinnis on Sixers radio. As the Knicks come back, they were down 21 in this game, and they beat the Sixers at the Garden 108-97. A lot of production in this game. Julius Randle had 24, 9, and 7. Jalen Brunson, 21 points. And off the bench, Evan Fournier hit 5 threes. Miles McBride, some big plays late, and he had 14. And that's where we're going here with Tibbs talking about the bench play.
We started off, you know, got in a hole. I thought our bench came in and gave us a big lift. And then when the starters came back, they were terrific when they came back. And then it was just a good team win all the way around.
Yeah, it makes him 29-26 on the season. Yes, sir.
So this game was delayed. I just found this out. By ESPN, by 20 full minutes so they could finish the flag football game?
Yes.
That is ultimate. You know, is there a bigger disrespect to the NBA
like
than that?
Is like a slap down.
You know, what's funny about that was we knew the Knicks and Sixers were playing last night. Mm-hmm. We knew it was on ESPN. So we put it on at game time, and the game wasn't on. And so, like, all right, maybe we got it wrong, and we just kind of moved on. Went back a half hour later, and we caught it right almost at the beginning. So yeah. I actually got to watch this game.
Right.
Missed
which is good, but I'm just saying from the standpoint of, like, I'm Adam Silva. I'm like, we got the Knicks and the Sixers.
You have to understand
there
something.
There were 60,000 people there.
You are not going to be an NFL TV partner unless you follow their rules.
Yeah.
And their rules are, we are number one. We don't care who else you're doing deals
football
with.
Game.
Doesn't matter. Everything that we put on your air, you will play, and you will play it until its entirety.
I'll bet you the ratings are good for it.
I'm sure they are, but then they got a million networks on ESPN. Start that game on another network. Be like, and then bring it over. To have the players stand around. Think about Joel Embiid just standing around so Kirk Cousins can play flag football.
So I call Coach Cower in the middle of this flag football game, and he's yelling at me about the game. And I'm like, Coach, you're the one watching it. I'm in a car driving right now. I could care less. I couldn't, whatever, about this freaking game. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And he's like, this is a disgrace. This is this. This isn't that. And I'm like, hey, Coach, listen, don't yell at me. It's not my fault.
The players had fun.
It looked like they had fun, I guess.
A lot of fun.
Did you guys see this video from like a month ago? Someone just showed me yesterday of Bill Cowher in a bar dancing. Did you guys see this? Have you seen this?
I have not seen it, but you know,
have you ever seen him dance?
It was his wife singing?
I can't tell. It was just someone at the bar filming Bill Cowher.
Like dancing.
He was like.
But he has like this like hand thing going on, like he's kind of like doing this, like the I don't know, the rock Metallica Surfers Up thing. And he's like, got his hands, he's going,
maybe V was up playing. That was probably it.
I hope so. It was either that or he was seizuring. But he's, I'll get it for. I can't believe you guys didn't talk about this, this is why in the NFL today.
Well, this is why he doesn't want to coach anymore. He wants to do. I mean, come on, man. Guy's living his best life right now.
Good for him.
I'd like to see a dance off between Cower and Sims. Because I feel like JB, you, and Nate can actually dance. And I've seen you at weddings dance. Like, you could hold your own. Cower, he's just gyrating.
I don't know about JB. Nate, yeah, I could see that. But I will say that in talking to Coach Cower, I do know that a team actually reached out to him in this hiring cycle.
Was it the Jets?
He's so long out of it, though, now, right?
Yeah, but he's not interested. He's, you know, he'll talk to people and he'll discuss different situations and what he sees from them and all that other stuff. But look, he's living his great life. He loves living in New York. He absolutely loves it. So, I don't
know. Good for him. Yes. Enjoy it.
He's living, like I said, he's living his best life.
Al looked like a puppy on the plane as we were descending into Phoenix yesterday, staring out the window.
Oh, but by the way,
longing for Arizona.
I heard Al was in first class.
Yeah.
That's right. Company. I upgraded myself.
You did?
Uh-huh. Oh, you upgraded yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So the company didn't say, Al, we're for a little perk for a hardworking producer.
No, and in fact, when I upgraded myself, it must have sent an alert to CBS because they immediately reached out and goes, we didn't approve this upgrade.
Are you serious?
I said, no, I'm good. I'm paying for it. I'm good, yeah.
Wait, so how does that happen?
I guess it's under somebody's name at CBS, and I changed my ticket, so I got an email.
Wow. Was it like a panic email?
No, it was just a heads up. We didn't approve this.
Oh, that's great.
So Jerry and Eddie were in the back of the plane?
Well, Jerry upgraded himself as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, me and Matthew sat in row one, and he was in row one right next to us.
Oh, yeah, wow. We were living it up.
I was surprised to hear it was only like $400 or something.
Yeah, upgrade? $399 for an upgrade.
Nice. Where was Eddie in the baggage 39. Compartment?
He was back there.
He's in the baggage?
He wasn't in baggage, but he was far back. Oh, you got the video. Well, while you're doing that.
Am I right or am I
right? Yeah, you're right. You got it. He's got this thing going on with his hands.
Look, there it goes.
Oh, no. Yes. That's great. He's having a good time.
That's the problem, though. Some jackass takes the video and can't wait to tweet it out. Let the guy have his fun.
Oh, that's the greatest.
Anyway, so the Knicks won. They're 29-26. You've got the Nets taking on the Clippers tonight on the Fan at 7:15. Carlos Beltran leaving the booth. He's going to go into the front office for the Mets as he leaves. Yes. Good move for him, I'm sure. NFC did win the flag football Pro Bowl.
Do you think he walks in that office and goes, hey, guys, remember when I was the manager?
For like 10 minutes, I know. The poor guy. Mike, obviously, we're skipping the next two, the Randall and the 48 clips. Let's move on to Eli Manning as the NFC did win. Kirk Cousins, 3 touchdown passes. I'm not even sure what the format was. They put a bunch of mini games. So they wind up winning. Here's Eli, who was one of the coaches, beating his brother.
You can't doubt it. I am the greatest coach of the Mannings. I'm so much better at coaching than Peyton. It's unbelievable. The NFC won. The guys bought in. They played awesome. It was too many good players and to name an MVP. The whole NFC gets MVP this year.
There you go. Over 58,000 fans were at Allegiant Stadium last night.
That's crazy
to watch that. Yeah, it looked, and on TV, I guess it was yesterday afternoon, we were having lunch watching it. Like, it looked good on TV. The place was packed. There was atmosphere. And it was not too bad. Now, the team of Aaron Rodgers and Ben Silverman won the Pro-Am portion of Pebble Beach. Josh Allen and Keith Mitchell came back were 4 shots behind. Here was Rodgers on CBS. It's long. It was a little bit of a back and forth with the reporter, just talking about all the chants he heard this weekend from the football fans.
It's fun to be here. It's such a great event. Fans are amazing. A lot of people yelling different teams they want me to come to next year, which has been fun because we got a little inside bet going about which team's going to have the most fans. But it's been fun.
I was going to save that for my last question, but you're leading me right into it. Is there maybe like a favorite color, favorite city that you might have on your mind for next season?
I'm just going to say that the predominant team that we hear as we're walking is Raiders. A lot of Raider fans are encouraging me. A lot of Devontae misses you comments. So we're having some fun with it.
That's good. There you
go. So the amazing thing is like, I guess I'm not going back to Green Bay. It sounds like he's ready to move on.
Yeah,
that's what that
like
tells
it.
Me.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is Devontae Adams now. Remember when he got traded to the Raiders? I'm with my guy, Derek Carr, my best friend.
Oh, you called him a Hall of Famer. He goes, I went from one Hall of Famer to another.
Right, so yeah, now his guy's out, and now Devontae Adams at the Pro Bowl, I guess, yesterday, somewhere along the line, says, Aaron Rodgers, that's my guy.
Might be his guy again.
Yep.
We'll see. Islanders signed Bo Horvat to an 8-year extension worth around $68-69 million.
$8.5 million a year. And actually, the salary cap in the NHL will go up significantly in the next couple years. But I'll tell you, this is I wanted this guy for the Rangers, but there's no way that we could have signed him to this deal. And, you know, it's he's a really, really good player. He's a very, as they say, 200-foot player, Jerry.
200-foot player.
Just got better.
Back and forth.
They got better, definitely.
Seton Hall beat DePaul 69-64, and Fordham lost to Richmond 68-58.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We are live in Arizona. And the Road to Arizona presented by Casamigos. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. Also brought to you by Optimum. Get closer, go farther. And by Key Food. Get all your tailgating needs at Key Food in their family of supermarkets. So today is a very interesting day for us. When the show is over, we'll have a little bit of downtime. And then me and you are going up in a hot air balloon. That Stephen
Baldwin. This balloon. I mean, can I ask one question? Since you know, balloons seem to be like a big thing.
Yeah,
over the last 10 days.
Chinese spy balloon.
Remember,
the whole
we were
thing.
Talking about this last week.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, we sent up an F-22 to go get it.
That's right.
And now this thing was about 60,000 feet in the air. So I guess the F-22 was up around 45,000-50,000, and they had to shoot it down when it got over the ocean.
Yeah, because they didn't know what's in the thing, and it lands.
And there's a 7-mile debris field.
Sure.
So you don't want that, you know, being shot down over land. But they could have shot it down as it was approaching Alaska immediately. Like, take that damn thing down.
Because we don't care about Alaskans, right?
No. Before it got to the Alaskan coast, it was inside our territorial waters, I guess they call them. Mm-hmm. So they should have shot it down then. They waited until it got all the pictures it needed and sent everything back. So
yeah, probably, right? It's probably firing back real-time images.
But we sent an F-22 to go get it. I think it's an F-22.
Yeah.
One of, like, the best airplane. Somebody was telling me that it's a 5-to-1 airplane. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? It would take 5 of their planes to take down one of our planes.
Right. I was just thinking, like, Maverick was up there going, talk to me, Goose. You know, shooting the thing.
Yeah, shot a balloon down.
Right. Well, it was entertaining. I remember, Saturday afternoon, I put on one of the cable news channels and watched the whole coverage of it and see the thing explode. It was interesting. So does that now make you more nervous about our hot air balloon that you think an F-22 is going
to
do this?
You never know, man. You never know. They had to shut down 3 airports on the West Coast, I think.
Right.
Because they were trying to figure out what to do. So I don't know. Listen, we got it down, but we knocked it down with an F-22. So I think we probably spent, I don't know, $50 million to go shoot down a balloon. So whatever, just as long as it's down and I guess whatever information. And by the way, I heard we got a TikTok thing over here, Al.
Got a TikTok thing?
Yeah, there's a whole NFL TikTok stage over there.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know what goes on there, but
they're spying on the NFL now.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
So that's where you're going with this.
Yes, I think so.
You go over there and you'd make TikToks for the NFL and they put it up on their account or something?
I don't know. I think there'll probably be people there working there later on.
And by the way, this weekend here in the Valley, it is insane. You got an Arabian horse show. So the Budweiser's Clydesdales are in town.
All right, so wait, what is that? You're just throwing out Arabian horse show like we have any idea what goes on.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal out here.
All right, so what do the horses just go by themselves?
It's a big horse show, like a dog show. It's like a horse show.
All right, so that someone riding these horses or they're bringing them
I believe they ride them and, you know, they have to do tricks and things of that nature. So that's a big thing. You also have the Barrett Jackson Auto Auction going on, like the biggest auto auction in the history of mankind. You have on top of that the Waste Management Open. Mm-hmm. I drove through that golf course yesterday up by the Princess. I couldn't believe the amount of like infrastructure and things that were going on up there, the amount of tenting and trailers and everything else. And then, of course, you have the Super Bowl as both teams descended on Phoenix yesterday.
Yeah, there was some guy I ran into yesterday. I was playing cornhole at one of these bars. And I'll tell the whole story later, but he had a Minnesota Twins hat on, so I ended up talking to him about Minnesota. And he goes, you know, I had no idea that this was Super Bowl week. I just came out here to golf. I'm like, of course a Minnesota Vikings fan would not know when the Super Bowl was. Isn't that just perfect? Just totally perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, I learned a lot yesterday. So I learned about the Bill Cowher video. And then I also learned, speaking of horses, did you know that some guy in Seattle, like back in 2005, got killed by a horse because the horse... Shtooked him? Do you ever hear that story?
I've never heard that story.
There's a whole documentary on it and everything. Do you ever hear that?
I heard of it, but I thought it was one of those internet rumor stories from back in the day.
No, I don't think it is. The guy's name was Mr. Hands or something.
Sure, it was.
It's a whole... Yeah, look.
Oh, come on, please. No.
Yeah, the Ennu Claw horse sex case comes right up. Yeah. Back in, I think it was 05? Yeah, July 2nd, 2005.
His name's Mr. Hands?
Yeah.
And why did you learn about this yesterday?
I don't know how we got there, but I have an idea of how the conversation went there, but I'm not ready to share that on the air. Let's put it that way.
Mr. Hands.
Mr. Hands.
Is his name Mr. Hands, really?
Yeah, his name was Mr. Hands.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mr. Hands got stooped by a horse and died.
And died, yeah. In the investigation.
That would be an interesting funeral. You know how when you go to funerals and you're not sure how the person died?
Yeah.
Everybody asks... You don't really ask a family member. You ask, how'd they die?
Walk into the wake and be like, how'd this happen?
Right, exactly. So this would be an interesting thing. Hey, Al, how did Mr. Hands die?
Interesting story.
Yes?
Well, involved a horse. Yeah. And he didn't fall off it.
Did he get kicked?
You could say that.
Here we see. Look, Mr. Hands, the internet handle of a 45-year-old man who died in 2005 in Washington State after a sexual encounter with a horse. New York Times. That's not an internet rumor.
So maybe he was in the middle of an encounter and got kicked.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Could have been that, too. Yeah. Yeah, it could have been that, too. But yeah, that's those are the two things I learned. The Bill Cowher dance and that yesterday.
That's good.
Yeah.
This is what you're doing in your free time?
Hey. I mean, those were two fascinating things for me.
What was worse, you reading about this horse case or Boomer on Twitter Nets? What's it called? Spaces?
Spaces.
That.
Yes.
Definitely that, because this is interesting. I know you'll look it up. Like, I know people, there's probably people going around and go, what? What happened? Like, driving around in their cars. Nobody's going on Nets Twitter Spaces. It's not interesting.
I did.
At all.
I have to say I did, so.
And then you were, like, quoting the people in the Nets Twitter Spaces.
But I couldn't believe, like, the way that, like, these Net fans, I don't know if they were all true Net fans. So when you go on these Twitter Spaces, you got to keep it clean. You got to keep it about the subject matter and things of that nature, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go on there with Met fans, and I'll go on there with Ranger fans. The Ranger fans, you know, they get pretty heated on there. But I will say this. Listening to the excuses that people were making for Kyrie Irving was pathetic. Was absolutely pathetic. I almost chimed in. And the only reason...
You want to chime... So wait a second.
The only reason that I did not chime in...
And hey, guys, Boomer here.
And the only reason I found this sphere, whatever the hell you call it...
Twitter space,
was because at the top of my Twitter feed, it said, Tom Izzo is talking Nets.
What?
Yes.
Yeah,
Howard Tom Izzo.
He goes on there on Nets Twitter Spaces normally does this and just tries to stir up trouble.
I heard Tom Izzo. I think I heard him talking.
So you're doing the same thing that our head of digital does in his free time to give him something to do.
I just had to hear it. I had a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I saw that it said Tom Izzo is talking Nets. On the top of my Twitter feed. So I went to it, and I just could not believe, like, how many fans were, like, I guess they're fans of Kyrie or whatever. I don't know. And making excuses for him and everything else. And I'm just like, this is what's wrong. I mean, and then, you know, a number of people on there were like, you know, Kevin Durant's got to get this and Kevin Durant's got to get that. And they got to give him whatever he wants. And I'm like, this is what's wrong. how are you making excuses for these guys?
So apparently you had time to go on Nets Twitter spaces, but not time to pick Al, Eddie, and Jerry up yesterday?
Well, Al, Eddie, and Jerry are idiots.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio, the traveling studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.